Venezuela has two men claiming to be president right now. Opposition leader Juan Guaido and sitting leader Nicolas Maduro are locked in a battle for power. Speaking to cheering crowds yesterday, Guaido declared himself the country's interim president.
Del Ejecutivo Nacional. Como el presidente encargado de Venezuela.
The Trump administration quickly gave him its support, but Maduro has not agreed to cede power. In fact, in response, he announced a break in diplomatic relations with Washington, D.C., and ordered U.S. personnel out of the country. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Caracas and joins us now. Phil, I guess just the big question, who is in charge this morning?
Oh, I think there's no doubt that in truth, Maduro remains in office and he is the de facto president of the country right now. He controls all the instruments of power. He controls the Supreme Court, the intelligence agencies and the military. Which way the military goes in this will be critical in determining the outcome of it. So far, there's no really concrete evidence that's emerged, although there are a lot of rumors that suggest the military is ready to abandon Maduro. But that could be a really key factor. So we have one man, Juan Guaido, who's the head of the National Assembly. He's declared himself interim president. He says he's a transitional leader until free and fair elections are held. The U.S. supports him. Many others do, too. The U.S. has helped orchestrate this. But Maduro, in fact, remains in office.
I mean, you say the U.S. has helped orchestrate this. It is interesting. There are a lot of international implications to what's happening in Venezuela right now.
Yeah, I mean, we are witnessing a major coordinated drive to push Maduro out of office, to end the economic and humanitarian crisis that's been going on here for a long time, that's been getting worse, and that's been causing severe problems in the neighborhood because of mass migration. The U.S. is playing a central role in that. Maduro's accusing it of orchestrating a coup and is drawing comparisons with the Cold War years when the U.S. was, U.S. interventions in Latin America, including in organizing behind-the-scene coups. He's drawing that comparison. And let's not forget that Maduro has some big friends on the international stage. His government's been propped up for years by China and Russia, and more recently Turkey. And Turkey's been expressing their support for him. They say that by recognizing someone else as president, the U.S. and others could cause chaos here.
In the meantime, the U.S. diplomats are caught in the middle of this. I mean, Venezuelans in general are the ones who are really bearing the brunt. But are the U.S. diplomats going to leave now that Maduro has told them they have to?
Well, this has become a really critical issue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Maduro doesn't have the legal authority to break diplomatic relations with the U.S. because, you know, the U.S. doesn't recognize him as president. It therefore follows that the U.S. thinks Maduro doesn't have the legal authority to throw out its diplomats. But what happens if they don't leave? Maduro controls the streets here right now. He controls the security forces. Last night on TV, a senior member of the Socialist Party was talking, which is the ruling party, allied to part of Maduro's regime, which was talking about cutting off water and electricity to the U.S. embassy if the diplomats don't leave after 72 hours as instructed. Now, that may well just be rhetoric to please the crowd, but we really don't know how this is going to play out.
What's Guaido's next step? I mean, it's one thing for him to stand among throngs of cheering supporters and say, I am the interim president. But what's he going to do to bring about a new vote if he even has the ability to do that?
Well, it's difficult to know because the National Assembly has been totally sidelined by Maduro for a long time now. And the Supreme Court here, which he controls, has just reinforced that by declaring the National Assembly's decisions null and void. So, he has declared himself to be interim president, but where he's going to take that is difficult to know. Having said that, having all that international support, especially from the U.S., the biggest player on the block, mm-hmm. is extremely important. It's a source of influence for him. It's also important because it's backed up by U.S. threats of more sanctions.
Just briefly, Phil, what are you hearing from people on the streets? I mean, this is political chaos there. What are the effects of people's day-to-day lives?
Well, you know, the protests against Maduro yesterday were huge. Hundreds of thousands of people were on the street. They were very happy when Guaido declared himself interim president, although they weren't ecstatic. You know, they've had high hopes before, only to see them dashed. And they're exhausted. On the other hand, Maduro does have some supporters. His Socialist Party had big rallies yesterday, and they all see this as another chapter in the US war against Venezuela, as they call it, aimed at taking control of their country.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Caracas. Thanks so much, Phil.
You're welcome.